Well, welcome to week three of Fight to Flourish. Today we're talking through some things that I really feel like God is speaking to each one of us in our journey and what we're going through. And I want to talk today about when life feels more than we can bear. I want to talk today about not giving up on what God has called you to do. Now, I don't know where you are right now at this moment, right now in your life. Maybe you're losing heart. Maybe you've already lost heart. Maybe you don't have the courage, any courage. Maybe you're feeling like you're running empty. Maybe you don't even see the reason for showing up or fighting. Maybe you think, I'm not even in a fight. What do I have to contribute? I'm not fighting. I'm just trying to survive. I'm just trying to live my nominal, normal life. Well, there comes a point in our journey where we've cried all our tears, and then we're literally left with asking the question, what am I going to do now? Am I going to keep going? Am I going to keep showing up? Or am I going to throw in the towel? Am I going to give up? In the book, The Silver Chair by C.S. Lewis, he wrote, crying is all right in its way while it lasts, but you have to stop sooner or later. And then you'll have to decide what to do. And emotions are good. We know emotions are good. What you feel, what you're going through is real, and it's good to cry. It's normal and it's natural to feel and to hurt and to be in pain. But then there's a point where we have to choose what we're going to do with what we've experienced and how we're going to move forward, if we're going to move forward. And we have to ask the question, what are we going to do about it? There's an option to quit. There's an option to opt out. There's the option to give up, to throw in the towel. But I want to talk today about how it's possible to not give up, how it's possible to not just get back in the fight, to not just get back in the ring, so to speak, but to keep showing up and to keep fighting forward. Our message today is don't quit now. Don't quit now. I believe there are some of you who are really struggling with wanting to give up right now. I really believe that there are some of you who are wanting to give up and not follow Jesus anymore because this is really hard. Or maybe you're wanting to give up because God's call on your life is difficult. And you didn't actually sign up for this, and you didn't ask for it, and you don't want it, to be honest. So let's talk about this. You can fight through this because there's more around the corner. I believe that a reason for us to keep showing up, to keep fighting, is because there's more for us, that God has more for you. And my point is, He may not even want to do what we're doing. We may be in the season where we don't want to be where we are. We don't want to do what we're doing. And today in this message, I want to give you some phrases from the Bible, some truth that you can speak over yourself when you feel like giving up, when you feel like you can't go anymore. And the first one is, when I am weak, He is strong. When I am weak, He, our God, is strong. This is something you can tell yourself when you feel like giving up. In the Bible, Paul in 2 Corinthians talks about an illness or something in his life, and we don't know exactly what it was. We know that it was a physical setback that was keeping him from really doing what he wanted to do. And it even says that he begged God to take it away. He said, three times I begged that God would take this away. Some people think it was an eye issue. I don't know what it was. But I love hear what he talks about. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 8, he says, and this is in the Amplified Version, "Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it," this physical ailment, "might leave me. But he," God, "has said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My loving kindness and my mercy are more than enough, always available, regardless of the situation. For my power is being perfected and is completed and shows itself most effectively in your weakness. Therefore, I will all the more gladly boast in my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may completely enfold me and may dwell in me. So I am well pleased with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, and with difficulties for the sake of Christ. For when I am weak in human strength, then I am strong, truly able, truly powerful, truly drawing from God's strength." This should be a verse that we memorize and stick on our mirror or in our car. But Paul knew the secret to strength. He knew that God's grace was sufficient for him. He knew that God's power was made perfect in his weakness. And I don't understand how this works. I don't understand this. I don't understand how our weakness shows God's strength. But Paul's conclusion, he says, that "I will gladly boast in my weakness so that the power of Christ may enfold me and dwell in me." And he said, "I am well pleased with weaknesses, with insults, distresses, persecutions, with difficulties." And this is so beautiful to me because he starts with this physical illness, this physical setback, but he pivots to all these other things. Insults, distresses, persecutions, difficulties. He started off saying, "God, I wish this was gone, but I believe that you are most glorified in this weakness. And if you allow this to stay, then I'm glad in it. And I'm actually, boast in it because you're going to show your strength. It's going to show your power. It's going to show your glory." And so what a beautiful perspective for us to have, that whether it's a physical situation that something you're in, or an illness or something with your eyesight, but we're all in a place where we're struggling with some kind of difficulty, some kind of sprained ankle or something that's feeling like it's holding us back. But here's the thing. When you are weak, he is strong. His grace is sufficient for you. And in Jeremiah 31:25, he says, this is God, "For I will refresh the weary soul and replenish all who are weak." God is strong for us. And it's actually a beautiful thing to see our weakness glorifying God and pointing all glory, all power, all honor, all attention, all spotlight on Jesus. Number two, when you feel like giving up, you can speak this over yourself. It's okay to fight and cry. It's okay to fight and cry. Ronda Rousey, the only woman to win the championship for both UFC and WWE. And I was watching part of this documentary on her life and how she fights. And she was amazing. She was a beast. But it was of her coaches and some of her friends talking about her and how she fought. And it was so interesting to me because they would say she would be in the ring, she'd be fighting, she'd be getting punched in the face, it'd be a really hard fight, and she would step out and cry, and then they'd say, "Okay, you got to get back in." She'd go back in and fight, 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 fight. And then she would step out and cry. Literally, they said this about her, that she would fight and cry, cry and fight, fight and cry, but she kept going. And what an example of doing a hard thing. I mean, I can't imagine getting punched in the face, but I love this. She fought and she cried. She did the hard thing, and she took a moment and just like, man, this is really hard. And then she went back in and went back in and went back in. And I believe that this is meant for us. We are meant to fight hard and to cry. We're meant to run to God, the God who created us, the God who loves us. We're meant to run to Him and cry out to Him. Psalm 61, verse 1 says, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you." That's a long way from the end of the earth. "When my heart is overwhelmed," I don't know if you felt this recently or in your life, "when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." What a beautiful thing to be crying out to God, to be hurting and in so much anguish and pain. And you just say, "God, when my heart is overwhelmed and I don't know what to do, I run to you. Lord, lead me to the rock that's higher than me. Lead me to the place that I can't go on my own." God calls us to do what's hard. God calls us, the Bible says, to the narrow road. When we follow Jesus, we're called to this narrow road, and it's a hard one. It's not easy. You imagine the broad road where there's, you know, music and flowers and you can walk anywhere. It's such a broad road. And then here's Jesus saying, "Well, this is a narrow road and this is hard, but it's worth it. And I'm walking it with you." But the point here is that we fight forward and we cry out to God. We fight and we cry. We engage in the struggle. We run to God. We fight and we flourish. The goal is that we keep running to God. He wants that relationship with us. And we should be hungry and thirsty for that relationship as well. We fight and we cry. Psalm 126, verse 5. "Those who sow their tears as seeds will reap a harvest with joyful shouts of glee. They may weep as they go out, carrying their seed to sow, but they will return with joyful laughter and shouting with gladness, as they bring back armloads of blessing and a harvest overflowing," it says. It's okay to fight and to cry because God can handle it. He can handle us running to Him. He can handle us telling to Him what's hard, telling Him what's hurting. We need it. We need to do that. Psalm 18, verse 6 says, "I cried out to you in my distress, the delivering God, and from your temple throne you heard my troubled cry. My sobs came right into your heart, and you turned your face to rescue me." Thank you, God. Well, the third statement that you can speak this over yourself, speak this over a friend in a moment of wanting to give up, is, "I wait on the Lord, He will renew my strength. As I wait on the Lord, He will renew my strength." Waiting on the Lord. Rest is important. And it's so interesting to me because in boxing, rest is actually built into the fight. Whether it's UFC or boxing or whatever the fight is, there's a certain number of rounds. But between each round, there's a break and there's a rest and there's a moment. And these moments are for the fighter to sit in the corner and for the cut man to come out and put cold pressure on or Vaseline on those cuts and to give them some water and to put an ice pack on the back of their neck and to get the coaching that they need to just shake it off and to focus up and to keep fighting. and to keep going. Psalm 38 says, I am feeble and utterly crushed. I groan in anguish of heart. All my longings lie open before you, Lord. My sighing is not hidden from you. And if you've had that deep anguish of soul, that grief upon you, you know that deep sigh. My heart pounds, my strength fails me, even the light has gone from my eyes. Lord, I wait for you. You will answer, Lord my God. If you can say, God, I'm hurting, I'm in pain, I look to you, or maybe I feel nothing, I feel numb, I know that I should be fighting, but I don't have any will to fight. And I don't know what I would even be fighting for, but I look to you. I wait on you. And these verses are some of my favorites. Isaiah 40:28 says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. He gives power to the weak. If you're weak, you're in the perfect place, because God will give power to you. Look up, run to him, cry out to him. He will give you what you need. He will be what you need. Look up and remember, he's got you. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. We can grow in strength as we run to him. Wait on the Lord. With him, you'll be able to keep going. And you'll be able to not give up and not throw in the towel. This fourth statement, I won't give up now because God has more for me that I can't see. I won't give up now because God has more for me that I can't see. There is power as you keep showing up. Keep showing up with God. Keep running to him. First thing in the morning, let that be the first thing you say. God, I love you. I need you. Keep showing up at church, no matter what that looks like. Show up with the people of God. We need to hear from God's word together. As a group, don't miss out on that. We need each other. We need the accountability. Keep showing up in your family and in the lives of the people around you, the people who need you the most. Keep showing up. And if you're tired, and believe me, it's so easy to be tired. If you're tired of doing what God has called you to do, if you're tired of showing up, if you're tired of trying to make the right decision, trying to live this life before God, if you're tired of trying to live purely, don't quit now. Don't quit now. Don't give up because it's easy to get tired. The Bible says this. Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary of doing good. I think Paul said this because the church was getting tired. Don't get tired of doing good. At the right time, we will gather a crop if we do not give up. Why not give up? Because it would be so easy to do that. Why not give up? Because God has a harvest for us. God has more strength for us. God has more strength for others through us. He has more for us to grow in. We're not going to get saved and just stay there. We're going to get saved and we're going to call on Jesus. And we're going to call on Jesus the next day. And we're going to call on Jesus the next day. And we're going to keep growing. And we're going to keep giving, even when it's hard, even when we don't feel like it, because that's how we will grow. We will see the strength that is around the corner that maybe we can't see from this vantage point. But God can see, and He has it for us. Just keep going. Maybe around the corner is the breakthrough that you need. Maybe around the corner is the joy, the love, the grace, the peace. Just keep going, even if you can't see. It's like what Rocky said, going in one more round when you don't think you can. That's what makes all the difference in your life, when you just keep going, even when you feel like you can't. And like we learned last week in James 1:2, in a different translation than we read last week, "My brothers and sisters, you will face all kinds of trouble. When you do, think of it as a pure joy. Your faith will be tested. You know that when this happens, it will produce in you the strength to continue. And you must allow this strength to finish its work. Then you will be all you should be. You will have everything you need. If any of you needs wisdom, you should ask God for it. He will give it to you. God gives freely to everyone and doesn't find fault. Let this hard thing that you're in right now, let this challenging moment, let this random sprained ankle, let this sty in your eye, let whatever this thing is that you're in right now, the struggle that you're in, let it do the work that it's meant to do in you. Because just like it says, your faith will be tested. And you know that when this happens, it will produce in you the strength to continue, the strength to take the next step, the strength to give, the strength to show up. And number 5, I've got what it takes. I've got what it takes. And what does it take? Well, we just read that if we need wisdom, we ask God. And honestly, that's what it takes in each moment. There are so many conversations that I'm in where maybe someone's asking for advice, or we're just in a normal conversation, and I'm literally like, God, I have no idea what to say right now. I have no idea how to help this person. I don't even know what to do. Lord, give me wisdom. And every time God gives me what I need in the moment. And I believe the same for you. That as you ask God for wisdom, you say, God, I ask for your favor today. God, I ask for your wisdom in me today. God gives freely. He's a good, good Father, and He loves you. And He's doing a work in you that is so much deeper than what you can see. And so what does it take? Well, it takes asking for wisdom. What else does it take? Well, it doesn't take as much ability as availability. In the Bible, when God called Samuel in 1 Samuel 3:10, it's a really sweet story. Samuel's a boy, and God literally calls his name in the middle of the night. He says, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel thinks that it's the pastor, the guy who's discipling him. And finally he's like, well, I think God's calling you. So you should probably say this to him. And so when he finally finds out that it's God speaking to him, Samuel says, speak, God, I'm your servant. I'm ready to listen. When God called Isaiah, in Isaiah 6:8, Isaiah's response was, here I am, send me. And then there's Moses. And it's a little different and found in Exodus 3. Moses, his first response was, who am I to do this? I don't think I've got this. And then they have a conversation. And then Moses is like, yeah, but what if nobody believes me? And then they have a conversation. And then Moses says, well, I can't speak very well. I'm not eloquent. I bumble, I blabber. And then they have more of a conversation. And finally, Moses says, God, you should just send someone else. Have you ever felt this way? I know I have. when I just feel like it's too much for me. And I literally pray, God, this is too much for me to handle. I think you should send someone else. I can't handle this. I don't have what it takes. I don't think I've got this one. But here's the thing. When God calls your name, when he asks you to do for him, when he calls you to speak, he will also equip you and strengthen you and use you. So you have what it takes. You do. You have what it takes. And God's not looking for your ability. He's not asking for your resume to see all the amazing things that you've done, all the awesome work you've done in this. He just wants you. He wants your availability. He wants your willingness. He wants your obedience and even your weakness. You've got this because he's got you. Our final point here is the sixth. And yes, I know we started with 2 points 2 weeks ago, 3 points last week, and we just jumped up to six. But our final point is what God speaks over you that I want you to take note of. This is what God speaks over you. Number six, have courage. Take heart. I am with you. And I just want to remind you that God knows you. In a world of billions of people, God sees you. He knows your name. He created you. He sees you and he speaks lovingly and kindly to you. At the same time, he's going to challenge you and he's going to say hard things and he's going to call you up and he's going to call out the potential in you. He's going to bring out the things that are going to cause you to shine and to grow. And I just want to remind you that if you just keep showing up when you don't feel like it, if you don't give up now, you're going to see God's strength in you like never before. God loves you. He speaks his name over you. Joshua 1:9, Moses had just died. The book of Joshua. This talks about how God calls Joshua to be the next leader of his people. And God tells Joshua, here is what I'm commanding you to do. Be strong and brave. Do not be afraid. Do not lose hope. I am the Lord your God. I will be with you wherever you go. And God was speaking this to Joshua. And Moses had just died, and I just believe that God wouldn't have said, don't be afraid or don't lose hope, if Joshua was not afraid and not losing hope. I believe that God was speaking to him in his fear. I believe that God was speaking to him in his loss of hope and his loss of courage and his loss of heart. But I believe also that God is speaking this to you. God speaks to you today. Are you losing hope? God speaks to you. Don't lose hope. Are you afraid? He's speaking to you. Don't be afraid. Are you having a hard time? Are you losing heart? Take heart. He speaks to you. Take heart. Have courage. Be brave. Why? Because he's with you. He's with you wherever you go. And not only do I believe that you have it in you to not quit, I also believe that you have it in you to get back in the ring with even more fight, with even more intensity, with even a sweeter spirit and even more grit. And maybe you're not where you want to be, but just look back. Take a look back and see how far you've come. And maybe you're growing slowly. Maybe it's a slow process, but you're growing, you're doing it, you're fighting, and you're crying just a little bit more, one more round. And like in the book, The Last Battle by C.S. Lewis, ending where we started, King Tyranny told Jill, courage, child, we are in the paws of the true Aslan.